The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Dilma Rousseff, second president to be impeached in Brazil's 31-year-old democracy. Will this lead to a shift in policy? Brazilian stocks down today, led by a drop in commodities companies. Investors are turning their attention. They want to see concrete signs that the economy is going to be improving after Ms. Rousseff leaves office and Michael Temer, her former vice president, takes over. Mario Marconini joins us now. He's managing director for Teneo Intelligence in Latin America. In fact, he's in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Mario, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kathleen.
So, Mario, first of all, what is the mood? What is the reaction among people you talk to?
Well, I think the first reaction is relief, you know, because people are kind of fed up with the whole process. I mean, this has been 9 months of a process since it got started, of course, since it was, you know, authorized by the Speaker of the House back in December of last year. So this is a long time for this. It went through the House, went through the Senate. You finally got to the end of it. So that's the first thing is relief and the hope that you can just begin to govern, you know, because since the second mandate, which started in 2015, we have not had much of a government, so.
It's just so, to me, it's so ironic because Brazil was flying high. You know, Henrique Cardoso left and then Lula da Silva took over. And the same with certainly with Cardoso, the foundation was there for growth and low inflation and investment. Lula da Silva carried things on. And what happened with Dilma Rousseff? Was it her fault? Was it her lack of good policy? Or did things just turn enough that she was the one who got caught with the wrong chair or no chair when the music stopped?
Yeah, I think it was utter incompetence. I mean, I think Lula, when he chose the successor, he could never have imagined that she could make such a mess out of the economy and that she could be such a disaster politically as well, because she didn't speak to anybody. She didn't talk to Congress. She made enemies all over the place, including her own government, and so it was really difficult. And frankly, I think the order of things is that I think Lula did pretty well in the first mandate. The second half of his mandate, you have the global financial crisis, and then they began, with Keynesian policies, you know, growth policies to make sure that Brazil would stay on course, and that worked. The Economist even picked it up. But the fact is that when she came in, in 2010, she basically thought that was forever. You're just supposed to be spending money without any limits. And that was completely wrong, obviously. You know, you cannot even do social policy just by dishing out money without having it. And so this is really the main mistake. And that's the beginning of it. Not to mention all the charges that were real, that were constitutional. You know, the Constitution does talk about the responsibility for all the fiscal accounts on the part of the president. And it was all very clear, very institutional, very legal. But that was the beginning of it. I think, yeah, I think it was a shame. And for a lot of people, I think it would have been natural for you to have the institutions, the privatization, whatever you had with Cardoso. Then you had Lula with the social inclusion, but understanding what macroeconomics was about. So what it was really a shame is how the whole thing derailed was, all of a sudden, she forgot what macroeconomics was or mm-hmm. didn't understand any of it and threw the country under the bus. Basically, that's what happened.
Well, okay. So there were, some would say these allegations of breaking budget laws, other elected officials have kind of, they've fudged, they've cheated a bit, but they weren't brought to impeachment by it. But as you say, people didn't like her and she was mismanaging the economy. It's understandable how this could be used against her. Now, Michael Temer, the vice president who's now president, our Bloomberg story written from Sao Paulo, from Brasilia, says a lot of people view him as part of the same political establishment they have come to distrust. Is he the right guy, or is it going to take yet another president to get Brazil back on track?
No, I think to get back on track, he's been, I must say, I find that he is, you know, the best you could get for the current situation, considering all the ramifications and who happened to be at the vice presidency. The fact is, he was never, you know, a major part of Dilma's government. She didn't consult him. He was not really involved in any policy making. And the fact is, since he has come in when she was suspended, you know, once you got to that point in the impeachment process, he already came in with a total different view. Basically, you know, he wants to privatize. He wants to deal with the fiscal disarrangement that we have. He has been doing so. He has the right finance minister. He has the right central bank president. And I think markets are still very optimistic, and I think they should be, that at least we have the instruments with which to do what is necessary. I think the risk and the signpost we have to watch, of course, is going to be Congress, because a lot of the stuff you need to do, starting with a spending cap, which is something that he's been announcing since the beginning, there's a lot of support for it, for those who understand economics and who can see what is needed for the country, that has to go through Congress. So that's what we need to watch. Between now and October, we're going to have the campaign and then the municipal elections. So it's kind of difficult to vote. But I think, you know, until the end of the year, I think he will be able to vote on a spending cap, which is going to be unbelievable, actually, as a signal of commitment with fiscal responsibility.
Marco Marconini, thank you so very much. Fiscal responsibility, what Brazil needs now. Joining us from LATAM at Tenedo Intelligence, this is Bloomberg.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.